You are listening to Upfront. I am Kat Brooks here with Mitch Jezrich.
Yeah. That's who I am.
Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning to you, Kat. Good morning to everyone. So, Kat, this morning's going to be an important segment that we are doing. And I think as many people know, you have a lot of things going on in your life. You're a broadcaster here on KPFA. You're also a longtime activist in the community. You're also an actor and all these other things. But today, we're going to put on your activist hat a little bit because you are very, and we want to be very clear about this and upfront, no pun intended, that you are very involved in a very important story here locally in Oakland. And that is yesterday, 27-year veteran of the Oakland Police Department, Mike Gant, Sergeant Mike Gant, came out and is accused the Oakland Police Department and also the city government of retaliating against him for some of his investigations within the police department that he has done. This is something that you're very much involved in, not only because you're very involved in policing issues in Oakland, but also your organization, the Anti-Terror Police or Anti-Police.
I really should have listened to people when they told me not to use that name. Anti-Police Terror Project.
I should have wrote it down.
APTP.
Yes. So that's the organization. You set up a hotline for whistleblowers.
The organization, so I want to say it's not ICAT who's very involved. The organization Anti-Police Terror Project is involved, and primarily through the legal arm of our organization, which is through Dan Siegel and Siegel and Yee's law firm. But yes, after the rape scandal involving the young woman who now prefers to go by Jasmine, a couple of things happened, right? One of which was that Libby Schaaf announced, she called it an investigation. I call it a witch hunt, tomato, tomato, to identify the leaks that were coming out of the department, right? And so under the very wise leadership of our council, we had a conversation about opening our own whistleblower hotline so that officers within the Oakland Police Department who felt like they had information about not just that, but all of the other corruption that we know that remains buried underneath all of the muck and guck of that department could have a safe place with people that they were clear about where our politics lied, to come talk about it.
And Sergeant Gant called this hotline.
He came through the hotline, and I'll let Dan talk about the specifics of that when we bring him on in a minute. But that, yes, that is how he got to us, was through the APTP whistleblower hotline.
And when you mentioned Dan, we're talking about Dan Siegel,
from
who is the attorney of Sergeant Gant. He's here in the studio with us. We'll bring him on in a moment. But first, at Dan Siegel's office yesterday, there was a press conference.
There was.
About this claim, and we do have sound of Sergeant Gant talking about this very issue.
I'm kind of torn here this morning because I love my job. As many of you know, I see a lot of reporters in here that I do know that have covered some of the high-profile cases that I've worked in the past. I'm just tired of being made out to be the scapegoat. As you see before you, I am one of the most highly decorated officers at the Oakland Police Department, and I would never jeopardize a case, nor would I jeopardize my own career. I'm a 27-year veteran. Like I said, it's a whole bunch of things that I want to say, but because I am still employed by the Oakland Police Department and I know how things go, depending on what I say, I could be terminated for some of the stuff that I want to say. So I'm going to turn it back over to Mr. Siegel. Like I said, though, I'm tired of being made the scapegoat. I made complaints against officers at the department for looking in my personnel file, for sending racist text messages, and for a hostile work environment. They supposedly conducted those investigations, and nothing occurred.
Again, that was Sergeant Mike Gant speaking yesterday about his claim. Joining us here in the studio is Dan Siegel. He is representing Mike Gant. Dan Siegel is a longtime civil rights lawyer based in Oakland. For full disclosure, he's also a lawyer for our parent company, the Pacifica Foundation. Dan Siegel, thank you for being here this morning.
Sure. Happy to be here, Mitch.
A lot to unpack here. So let's begin by just talking about who your client is. Who is Mike Gant?
Well, you know, as Mike said, he's a longtime member of the Oakland Police Department. He's been a homicide inspector for many years. He's actually one of the most decorated inspectors in the department, has solved murder case after murder case, because he's an incredibly intelligent, hardworking, perceptive homicide detective. And now because he followed his instincts when questioning Brendan O'Brien after the alleged suicide of Officer O'Brien's wife, Mike Gant found himself on the outside, as he says, on the wrong side of the thin blue line.
Tell me more about this investigation into the death of Brendan O'Brien's wife, Irma Huerta Lopez. And this is in 2014. It has been officially, I suppose, ruled a suicide.
By a few people anyway. But yes, in June of 2014, Sergeant Gant and Sergeant Bassa, another homicide inspector, were dispatched to the scene of the death of Irma Huerta Lopez, who lived with Officer O'Brien out where the old naval station was in East Oakland. Got there, saw Miss Huerta Lopez laid out on the bed, obviously deceased, and looked around at the physical evidence, including a gun and a couple of casings from shots that had been fired, and thought the whole thing seemed a little bit strange. And then when he interviewed Officer O'Brien, his story just didn't make sense. Officer O'Brien said he had not been there when his wife died, that he had walked 10 blocks barefoot to a gas station to buy cigarettes. A little questioning demonstrated that Officer O'Brien was not a smoker. And all of this started to be confusing to Sergeant Gant, who wanted to pursue it and started to pursue the questioning, as he does, closely, professionally. Sergeant Bassa interrupted him, called a timeout. They left O'Brien in the interview room for a few minutes, and then Sergeant Bassa went in to see the then head of the homicide division, Lieutenant Loyce, and Lieutenant Loyce beckoned Sergeant Gant into his office and told him he was off the case, just like that. Would not give him an explanation, and he was replaced with another inspector.
A few things here to talk about, but one, I do want to point out and get your response quickly to it, that the Alameda District Attorney, Nancy O'Malley, then also investigated this case, and she ruled it a suicide as well.
Yes, she did. I mean, I think it would be a mistake to conclude that the district attorney actually did an independent investigation. It appears that the investigation was conducted by Sergeant Bassa and another homicide inspector. There was a coroner's report, which in my mind raised as many questions as it answered, and that appears to have been the extent of it. I don't think anyone really pushed Officer O'Brien about his version of what occurred. And then, of course, as everyone knows, within a year, Officer O'Brien killed himself and left a much talked about but never disclosed suicide note.
It's the suicide note. Again, here's the story even gets thicker. The plot thickens. It's the suicide note that then apparently talks about Oakland police officers having sex with a teenager. We were for many long time calling her Celeste Guap, now Jasmine Abuslin. Tell me more about that letter, what we know.
Well, you know, it's a very strange story because apparently, from what we're told, again, we haven't seen it, the suicide note names several officers, at least, who allegedly were involved sexually with the young woman, who, as most people know, was underage during at least some of these encounters. But again, we haven't seen the note. And the other part of it, which is odd to me, is that Officer O'Brien apparently was not himself involved with Jasmine.
I read that he might have been fearful that she was going to accuse him anyways, even if he wasn't involved.
You know, who knows?
Is that just speculation?
I think it's speculation. It appears that Officer O'Brien was arguing with his wife over his involvement with another woman who has nothing to do with the ongoing sex scandal within OPD.
We don't have access to that suicide note, but I haven't read anywhere that he says anything about potentially killing his wife.
We don't know what it says, and you're right. We haven't heard that he makes any confession about that.
So your client, Sergeant Gant, he was suspended on April 15th?
Of this year, yes.
And the what comes from the city is he was suspended because of a domestic disturbance with his spouse.
There was an incident on April 13 where Sergeant Gant and Mrs. Gant, who live in Hayward, had a dispute. The Alameda County sheriffs were called. They interviewed both of them. Neither had any sign of injury. Neither wished to make any charges against the other. The sheriffs closed it. Then OPD put Sergeant Gant on administrative leave. He's still on administrative leave 6 months later. Through my conversations with attorneys for the Police Officers Association, this is not the type of matter which should result in discipline of Sergeant Gant, nor should it take 6 months to clear. But it's kind of an old story for police and other agencies is when they have a quote-unquote troublesome employee, one way to put that employee on ice is to do what they've done here. Just put him on leave and leave him on leave indefinitely.
Oakland Police Department's gone some time without a police chief. Could that delay all this?
It shouldn't. There's an acting chief. There are people in internal affairs. The city administrator is supposedly running the police department.
Now, the city is not commenting on this. They say it's a personnel issue, and they don't comment on internal personnel issues. In June of this year, Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf and City Administrator Sabrina Landreth held a press conference accusing Gant of having his girlfriend prepare homicide investigation reports for him. Now he was cleared of that from the Alameda District Attorney. But what would you say to him?
I would say, again, this is very contradictory and perhaps hypocritical behavior by the mayor. As you mentioned, Mitch, the mayor's office announced yesterday that they don't comment on personnel matters. Yet on June 12th, when Mayor Schaaf and City Administrator Landreth referred Sergeant Gant to the DA's office for investigation, they did so at a press conference. They did it publicly. They put his name out there, and they made an accusation against him, which turned out not to be true. They accused him of compromising confidential records of homicide investigations. What is true and what the DA found, and which is not illegal, is that a friend of Sergeant Gant's was simply transcribing conversations that were on CDs of calls that were intercepted by the sheriff's department between a subject in a pending case and one of his friends.
And you're saying that's an act of retaliation then, what the city did, what Mayor Schaaf did?
You know, one of the things I want to do is ask Mayor Schaaf in deposition just what information was she acting on when she decided to hold this press conference. Who gave her that information? Was this something that she initiated, which is possible, or was it something that came out of OPD as part of the retaliation against Mike Gant, simply looking at a way to sabotage his reputation and perhaps also to divert all of our attention from the ongoing sex scandals within OPD. At the same time she made that allegation, she made allegations that there were officers within the department who were exchanging racist text messages, kind of a la San Francisco Police Department. And that investigation and the facts of it turn out that some of Sergeant Gant's former friends and colleagues within the homicide division were sending him racist text messages. Now, on one occasion,
and he's African-American.
He's African-American. Some of these other people are African-American. He fired back at one of them, not with a racist message, but with a message that might be described as a homophobic or sexist message. He was then investigated. And again, this year, over 2 years later, City Administrator Sabrina Landreth has proposed that when he comes back from his administrative leave, he'd be suspended for 5 days. None of the other guys have apparently been investigated or punished, although their messages are far more numerous and far more offensive than any message that Sergeant Gant
So these are very serious allegations, right? I mean, are you suggesting the mayor is involved in stopping an investigation into another police officer potentially killing his wife?
You know, I would like to suggest that, but there is no evidence that the mayor had anything to do with the investigation of whether Officer O'Brien killed his wife. But, you know, the problem is that the mayor remains an uncritical leader of the Oakland Police Department, and that rather than getting into all the problems that have kept the department in federal receivership for almost 14 years, she defends the department and attacks people whose positions are contrary to her own.
And it might be because of that uncritical eye and the blind defense of the Oakland Police Department that she may have been unwittingly utilized to target Gant. I mean, I don't think we can ignore the timing of the accusation of the racist text messages or the timing of the release of his name and his picture in association with a breach of protocol within the Oakland Police Department, both of which came out of Libby Schaaf's office. And so she was either a knowing participant, right, or once again, she was inept at running her police department. Either way,
because she did make accusations at Gant, a couple of them.
Yes, yeah. She did. And she did it during a time, and how convenient also for the timing of it, right, when the entire city of Oakland and indeed the nation were in uproar about the sexual exploitation of a child at the hands of law enforcement.
Dan Siegel, you filed a claim, which is a step, I guess, before a lawsuit.
Right. We intend to probably file a lawsuit in federal court, which will include both state and federal claims. I don't want to get so bogged down in the details or the legal aspect of all this to the point where we ignore the fact that a young woman is dead. And it may well be that her husband killed her and that senior officials in the Oakland Police Department thwarted that investigation. You know, we may never know how Irma Huerta Lopez died, but we should know, and there should have been a full and fair investigation of that death led by the Oakland Police Department's top homicide inspector, Mike Gant.
Yeah, if there's a trial, what would that look like? If this came to a trial, again, it's a claim right now. Yeah, you haven't filed a lawsuit yet, but if this were to go to trial, then I imagine we would have to hear from city officials about this.
You would, and one of the great things about our trial system is that long before we walk into a courtroom, we will have the sworn testimony of Mayor Schaaf, City Administrator Landreth, Deputy Chief Lois, who was the man who took Sergeant Gant off the case, and others. And so this is going to be a very, in my view, fruitful investigation.
And Kat, finally, just a little more about this. And as somebody, again, who's been working on policing issues, and normally you're working on issues about police killings in the community, how does this fit into that?
Yeah, clearly this is a little bit of a different role for us to play.
You were at the press conference.
I was at the press conference. And
CBS said, what a strange juxtaposition
that
to have you
sitting
next to
a police
officer.
Yes, I found it bizarre as well. But I think it's important for us to clarify, right, that for us this isn't about clearing the reputation of this police officer. This is our continued conversation, our continued messaging about the fact that the Oakland Police Department is rotten to its very core. It's not these individual incidents that we need to be focusing on in isolation. We need to be painting the entire picture, which is why this department has been under federal receivership for almost 14 years and cannot be fixed. And so for us, this is just another example, another way into the conversation that will lead us to the types of radical reform, conversations about radical reforms that we need to take to transform what policing looks like in the city. And Oakland should be the vanguard of that kind of work.
All right. Well, we'll continue to follow this story. Dan Siegel, again, lawyer representing Sergeant Mike Gant. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me in, Mitch and Kat.
And it's just past 7:28 in the morning. You are listening to KPFA. And this is Upfront. I'm Mitch Jezerich with Kat Brooks. And My friends, this radio program and this radio station are possible because of listener financial support. Now, you'll recall in our last fund drive, we put out an emergency call about our future and that our future was actually in question. Well, many people in September came through for us in that drive. And, well, my friends, we are still here. So thank you. Now, yes, thank you.
Here for now.
Well, over the next few days, we want to try to create a small cushion or reserve, which is nice because it's not necessarily the emergency that we're in, but we're always on the edge and we want to be able to move forward and make sure that we are still broadcasting really after the November 8th election. And that's really when the real work begins. If you were unable to make a donation in this past September drive, perhaps today you can do it of an amount really of what you find affordable for you, what you find appropriate for you. So what we're asking is that you go online to kpfa.org and make that donation. And once you go to kpfa.org, we'll have all, it'll be easy to make that donation. We'll have instructions and everything. We'll guide you through the process.